Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
On the line with us is Dr. Reverend Kinzer Pointer of the Agape Fellowship Baptist Church, talking about the weekend's events. Reverend Pointer, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I trust you and your family are well.
We hope the same is with you in times of, it seems, dueling crisis here in Western New York and across the country with the health crisis and, of course, what happened over the weekend, the events over the weekend. You know, I'm wondering if you are looking at this and seeing things get a little muddy, so to speak, that, you know, everyone has kind of this need to simplify things, to say that whether it's the protests or the violence was about one thing or the other. Are these protests maybe working against each other at this point? You know, watching videos of small groups of people looting in stores and local businesses are being lumped in with large peaceful protests that are going on across the country. Is there a need to clarify this message this morning?
I think what there is a need for is to make a distinction between peaceful protests and wanton mob-like activity that is a cover for criminal activity, because that's what we saw. We saw peaceful protests around the country that went off without a hitch. And then in each instance that we saw a deterioration, we saw a small subset of persons who had inserted themselves into each of those communities. We're discovering largely that they were not residents in those communities, and that they came for the purpose of doing exactly what they did. It's tragic that that our right to assemble and our right to redress our government for any grievances is overshadowed by a small group of people who came and who intentionally engaged in illegal thug-like behavior. And I think it's really important for us to make the distinction. This is a demonstration that the calls to defund police departments are absurd, premature, and just simply not thought out. Every community has a social contract. We have agreed largely that police are a necessity to instituting that social contract in a way that honors every person's humanity. And police overwhelmingly are decent, law-abiding citizens themselves. It's unfortunate and tragic when one or two or three or four police officers determine that they will no longer uphold the law, but that they will engage under the color of law in vigilante activity. And that's what we saw in Minneapolis. And the fact that it is spilled over into protests that began peaceful and because of a handful of infiltrators deteriorated to something else is tragic. But I think it's important for us to separate the two and then to recognize that if simply as part of our existing social contract determine that each of us as individuals will actually recognize and honor the humanity of every person that we meet, no matter who they are, no matter where they came from, no matter what they look like, we wouldn't have vigilante police actions like what we saw in Minneapolis a week ago today that led to the tragic death of George Floyd.
Reverend Poynter, is there, do you think, enough room, the capability for nuance in that? And maybe we saw a little bit of that in Niagara Falls last night where police joined protesters. I think you have this overwhelming feeling that some things systemically need to change, but you have people at the same time saying, you know, it needs to change, and that means all police officers are working against us. I mean, that is something you can easily find being said online and really throughout the protest. Certainly not something everyone agrees with, but is there enough room for people to kind of understand the nuance between systemic change and at the same time you're not necessarily saying that everybody who's part of one organization is acting against us?
Well, I think the effort to lump all police officers into a single monolithic category is an outgrowth of the same kind of ignorance that that others, individuals in our society every day. And I think we have to push back against it. It's nonsensical. It's not thought out. It's not borne out by data or research. I mean, it's just something somebody pulled out of the out of nowhere, and then they want to hold it up as a reasonable expectation, and they want the rest of us to adopt those nonsensical views. I, for one, categorically reject that. It's just utter foolishness.
Reverend Kinter-Poynter, has community policing taken a hit from this? I mean, as you watched Buffalo Police the other night, holding that line, they were taunted, they were hit with water bottles and rocks. They did not respond. But what about your relationship with the East Side and this police department?
Well, I can tell you that under the Brown administration, there has been a marked but gradual change in relationship between the residents of the East Side and their Buffalo Police Department. I'm in a family that has multiple family members who are members of the Buffalo Police Department. Now we joke and kid with them that they're the police, in the way that you joke and kid about any anybody's occupation when family is are together. But the truth of the matter is that I'm talking to those family members, one of whom happens to be my son, who was a lieutenant in the Buffalo Police Department. I'm talking to my nephew and a couple other members of our family who are police officers. And there has to be a legitimate distinction between the need for policing and one or two police officers that I'll choose for the purposes of this conversation to call rogue, because they disregard the training that they received. They disregard the oath that they took when they became police officers, and they disregard the basic premise of police work, and that is to protect and to serve. And we've got to be extremely diligent and deliberate that we don't allow the actions on either side of the community or of police officers to give us a broad brush to paint all, because it's just absolutely ridiculous. The information that we have anecdotally and the research data doesn't bear out those positions.
Well, Reverend Poynter, we appreciate the time and your insight this morning, and wish you and your family all the best. That's Reverend Kinter-Poynter, the Agape Fellowship Baptist Church.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.